I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Marquette City Police Chief Blake Rebolt. We talked about some of the street closures that are happening this weekend due to various events in the city of Marquette, and also some upgrades to the traffic flow system within the city. Here's more with Marquette City Police Chief Blake Rebolt.
With the beginning of the spring, hopefully, you're going to see a lot of activity here in Marquette. So we're just asking motorists when they're in the city to kind of be aware of what's going on. Usually through social media and through the media, we're able to get information out to drivers, visitors, tourists and stuff. So we have a couple closures. Spring Street for the annual Angry Bear will be closed down starting, I believe, tonight through tomorrow. And then obviously we have a march on Saturday coming down 3rd Street. We'll be escorting that march on both ends, but we just ask people to be aware that 3rd Street will be tied up for a little
bit. And the closures are usually pretty well marked off and everything and that sort of thing because, you know, a lot of these types of things happen, whether it's Blueberry Festival or whatever it may be. But you guys do make a good job of making sure people know. But the word is to just be cognizant, be aware.
Yeah, well, after last summer, you know, with all the construction and the roundabouts going on, these next couple months should be pretty easy for everybody.
So. Well, one of the things that's coming up here in the next little while is we're going to start seeing in Marquette is there has been an overall initiative using the company Johnson Controls to start doing some energy efficiency work. That has meant moving or changing some of the lighting in city buildings, city hall, into LED lighting, and that now extends into the traffic lights, the stoplights that are at various intersections. What's going to be happening?
Well, through this Johnson Control initiative, we are updating our traffic control system in the city of Marquette, which is long overdue. Some of these signals have been around since I graduated high school, which I don't want to date myself, but it's been quite a while. So it's going to be a huge, huge improvement to the city and to the efficiency as far as traffic control throughout Marquette. These signals are the latest. They're all tied together. We'll have access to be able to extend lighting periods and turning signals for special events if we need to. So it's just going to be a real, real great asset to the city, and it's going to allow a lot of flexibility as far as how traffic develops with the new hospital and stuff. So we just really kind of want to let everybody know and let the public know that contractors will be working in implementing these traffic signals, and there will be some delays throughout the summer in certain intersections as those are being put up and the old ones taken down. So we just want people to be aware of that.
It's going to start happening, and that's going to be, I know you'll be getting the word out on that, but that's really what the project is going to be, is switching in new lighting. And you're right, some of them have been there for quite a while.
Yes, they have. And with these new lighting systems, you have to get new poles, and those poles have to be properly, the foundation for these poles have to be properly implemented. And then you're dealing with a lot of the underground aspects of putting those into place. So there will be workers working in the right of way. There will be some lane closures. It won't be one giant project going on at the same time.
Right. I was figuring you're going to stagger it out over a couple of months.
Probably do intersection on intersection. We're working with city staff and contractors to make sure that, you know, when the Blueberry Fest is going on, they're not doing the intersection at 3rd and Washington.
That would be a good plan.
Yes, exactly. That's good. So we're really trying to work with them as far as different times throughout the day and different areas to make sure that we're not having an impact on the major areas.
That's the comments of Marquette City Police Chief Blake Rebolt. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.